Chapter 1. Grandparenting. Spring, 1938. Andrea, when Daddy got in from work, my mother showed him the eviction notice she had gotten. "What are we going to do, John? We have to be out of this place by the end of the month. Where are we going to go? The neighbors told the landlord there were too many of us living over their heads. Said it was against the law. We just have to keep looking until we find another place, and trust that God will make a way like He always does," Daddy said. Most families in those days were large in numbers, including ours. The only available places to rent were 1- and 2-bedrooms. All of the 3-bedrooms and single-family homes were taken. Up until that time, we moved around like gypsies. It was difficult for my mother, Mildred Morris, and my father, John Morris, to find someone that would rent to a family of 9 children and 2 adults. With nowhere else to go, we moved in with our Aunt V and Uncle William. "You can stay with us until you and John can find a place of your own." "Thank you, V. I didn't know what else to do." "We will gladly pay our portion of the rent and buy groceries," Mama suggested, and the sisters shared a tearful hug. I assumed Aunt V enjoyed the experience of nurturing someone else's children since she didn't have any of her own, but the stress lines on Uncle William's forehead told a different story. Once everything was packed, we moved with my aunt and uncle into a 2-story apartment building in a quiet, picturesque neighborhood on the west side of Chicago. My grandparents, Joe and Pearl Johnson, lived on the 2nd floor, and Aunt V and Uncle William lived on the 1st. It was owned by my grandfather and his son-in-law. Being from the South, Grandpa Joe loved fresh foods, so he and Grandma planted a vegetable garden on the side of the house. Once we were settled, Mama sectioned off a part of the yard and started a little patch of her own. With so many mouths to feed, it was the only way to lighten the burden on Daddy's paycheck. Granddaddy raised hens that provided fresh eggs for breakfast and sometimes a golden fried chicken for a Sunday dinner. He also loved to go hunting with some of his rowdy buddies. Once a week, they would hang out under the big tree in the backyard, laughing out loud while they drank something hidden inside a brown paper bag. Grandma Pearl called whatever they were sipping on spirits. "Is that the same as the Holy Ghost spirits?" I asked. "Something like that, child. No wonder they be acting so crazy," I murmured, and Grandma laughed. With 13 of us now living in a 3-bedroom apartment, there was very little space to do anything. We were packed in so tight it was difficult to move around without bumping into one another. My aunt and uncle had a bedroom, my parents had one, and my 4 youngest siblings shared the 3rd. My 2 older brothers and I would set up makeshift beds in the living and dining areas at night and store them away during the day. Granddaddy also kept 2 hunting dogs chained up on the side of the house, so if anybody crossed our yard at night, they got a startling surprise.